Phoenix FM. It's Thursday. Stand and Calling has been opened, and I'm talking to the first act on stage, Laundry Meadows, this evening. And Earl Oakin is joining us here. Hello, Earl.
Good afternoon.
That was great. I mean, your set, and I mean, even just in terms of your career, what it is you do, it's... Well, eclectic probably isn't the right word, because we're hearing standards there that you wouldn't necessarily hear at a festival.
Well, it depends which festival. You would at a jazz festival.
Yeah.
I've got a sort of triple career. I'm a singer-songwriter. The last song I did was one of mine. I'm a jazz singer, and I do Ronnie Scott some places. That's where you're talking about, isn't it? The jazz standards and bossa novas. But I've also been on the comedy circuit as a headliner since about 1982. So I try and make my set for this sort of thing, where people are sitting on the grass, a sort of mixture of all the three, because I don't know what people want. So I try and give them a bit of a laugh, and then in the middle of it, suddenly hit them with a really, you know, classy song.
And, I mean, we talk about comedy, you know, so you're just as likely to be at Ronnie Scott's or the Edinburgh Festival or here. But ultimately, you're a serious musician. You're a very accomplished musician as well.
I call myself, first and foremost, a singer and a songwriter. People call themselves songwriters. Any old body can write some song. But to be a proper songwriter, you've got to know your chords. I start six songs and I throw them away because they're not good enough. I only finish a song if it's really going to be something that I'll be listening to in 5 years' time and still like.
And that last song you finished with, that you wrote yourself, that was fantastic. I mean, I'm not just saying that because, you know, you come off there, but the audience, eating in the palm of your hand as well, you must think this is a goodie, this one.
You know, I don't know, because when you're on stage at these festivals, there's a sort of separation. Unless you've got a huge packed audience in front of you, all you're aware of is a lot of grass and the occasional person lying down on it with dogs and kids running around. So you, unless they're really up to the stage, which they tend not to be, you're not aware if they're laughing or they're really enjoying it. Or there was one girl I saw waving her arms about in time with my songs, so I thought, oh well, she's listening. But, I mean, other than that, you really don't know. You put it out there, you do your best, and obviously we didn't have much of a sound check, so there were one or two minor things. The piano still was far too high for the keyboard I was playing, so I had to sort of reach down all the time. You know, you don't make a fuss, you get on with it, and you do your best. And that's what these festivals are all about, really.
So I was going to say, it's the nature of it, as you said, along with the mud and everything else, but it's the hottest day of the year, so you haven't quite got that.
Yeah, where's the mud? It's not right. It should be muddy and raining. It's just not right at all. I think I did my first festival, I think, somewhere in the 1970s. So I've done a lot of these. And I've been on main stages and little backdoor stages, and it's been pelting down on the tent, and on they've all, well, that's quite good because everybody rushes into the tent to get dry. So from my point of view, that's wonderful. But I suppose from if you're camping here and you have to go to bed in 3 feet of mud, it's not such fun at the end of the year. I have no idea why people love doing this. The idea of me, I mean, it would mess up my spats.
You're a little bit older in years than perhaps the average set that we have here, the average band, the average artist that would come here. But ultimately, that's what it's all about. It's a festival. You expect a mixture.
Well, I remember last year the amazing effect that, what's her name had on them?
Shirley Bassey, you're
talking about. Yes. I mean, she's older than me.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, it's, do they like your music?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably the oldest person. I'm 71, and I'm probably the oldest one on this festival. But I haven't grown up.
No. Why should you?
No. I mean, I'm. It just sounds like an old person saying this, but the current standard of pop music is nowhere near what it was. I grew up. I was very lucky. The 60s was a particularly high standard. You know, you can roll off all the names, some of which are still touring. Everything from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to Tamla Motown to Bossa Nova was new, but you could also still hear Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee. So it was an amazing time to grow up. And it gradually, the level got lower and lower, and the only major name in the last 20 years that I think people will be listening to, probably Michael Jackson. There was something genius about him. But the only one that I haven't heard live yet, and I'd like to, there's two. One is one of the great songwriters, people don't realize how great she is, Carole King. And the other one is, of course, Stevie Wonder. I don't hear anybody remotely in that caliber who's playing now. And people are going, oh, so-and-so's wonderful, and this one's making a fortune with his song. I listen to the song, they go, huh. I'm sorry, if I'd written that, I would have thrown it away.
But then saying that, and I'm not just saying it because I'm here at Standen, you know, you can also walk past here, see a new act that no one's necessarily heard of and think, wow, they're as good as anything else I'm hearing these days. You know, it's the fact that it is all so accessible, well, I suppose.
You quite often find it's the unknown singers and acts who are fantastic. I mean, I've just been working with a girl from Italy. She's 20 years old. Off stage, it's like talking to a 14-year-old. She's not one of those sophisticated 20-year-olds. She's like a little girl. On stage, it's like she's 35 and she's been doing it for 20 years. And she's, although she's Italian, she specializes in Brazilian music, and she's quite phenomenal. Now, will she be a big name? Will she be a big name? Will she be the huge name she ought to be? Nothing to do with her talent. It's to do with PR. It's to do with who happens to be in the audience one night when she's performing, who turns out to be a big agency or whatever, or some major act wants her to go on stage as his guest. It's all down to serendipity. It's nothing to do with talent. And you get all sorts of non-events who are talked of as being as if they're geniuses, and the real great acts playing in some back room somewhere.
Forgive me for interrupting, but you're talking about someone you're working with. You've got to give her a name check as well.
Oh, her name is Celeste. And I was recording yesterday with her, and she was playing with a Brazilian trio, which was a phenomenal trio. And she was perfect every take, better than I would be. Yeah. I have trouble recording because I'm deaf in one ear, and putting headphones on, I can't hear myself clearly, and I start singing out tune. So I have to do it very carefully when I record. But she was just wonderful.
I mean, you're keeping yourself busy. Now, people listening now, they will have missed your Standen set. Where else would they be able to find you? You're still at Ronnie Scott's very regularly, are you?
Well, regularly, but not often. The best thing to do is to go to my website, as usual. It's called Erlokin, that's EARLOKIN.net. And on there's a gig list. There's some clips of me. You can contact me. You can book me. You can do anything you want. It's all there somewhere.
Oh, well, look, thank you so much for speaking to Phoenix FM, and you're a regular here. I'm sure we'll see you here next year.
Well, I don't know about every year, but I've certainly done this a good half a dozen times, if not more, over the years, and it was very small. It was basically in Alex's back garden, and now it covers the whole of Hertfordshire.
Yeah, it does feel that way. Oh, look, thanks very much again.
Thank you, it's my pleasure.